Jalen are already pretty gifted as playmakers, just in your own individual selves. But not having Dyson Daniels in the lineup definitely makes you kind of have to have more of a playmaking load. How was that tonight? You know, and also I also got to mention that lob to Mo from about midcourt. You know, was that something y'all planned? And just really kind of share some insight onto the playmaking tonight from you and Jalen.
Yeah, honestly, we knew guys were hurt. We're undermanned tonight, but it was a great opportunity for our reserves and our guys that don't really get as much time to build a rhythm. You know, I think in the playoffs, it's important that everyone has some sense of like game reps. You know, you never know what you're gonna need. You never know the adjustments. And for me, being able to go into some deep runs, I've learned that it can be the most random guy that can just save a game. And so tonight was like important for everyone to have a chance through rotation. For me, mentally, it was just about trying to come in, get everyone going, honestly fight through some of the fatigue I felt in the first half, and just mentally embrace today's challenge of like trying to get better, like get something out of the day.
Nikhil, back here. Congratulations on the win. Quinn's 500. What's it mean to you to see him get that? What's he meant to you this season?
You know, Quinn has been nothing short of a support system, someone I can lean on, like a rock as well. So for me, it's like I'm glad I get to share some success for him. You know, this season for me, I've been able to celebrate some success of my own. And you know, he was right there to cheer me on, to help me improve throughout the season to get to this point. Push me to continue to not be hard on myself. You know, the conversations that we have, being introspective, and just really thinking a lot and speaking the same language in that regard. You know, we obsess over the game. So for him to get 500 wins, like that's a reward to him, you know, as a coach, someone who's put in the time, who's coaching the D League, way before the G League is crazy, but just stuff like that. Like, you know, just having the experience and time in the game and to be rewarded is amazing.
Did it go back to the deal with Jalen? Both scored or assisted on both, making all the points on winning that spot in 97. Guess how easy has it been kind of working alongside Jalen?
Honestly, it's been fun. It's been fun. Him and I talk all the time, and it's been cool to, like, I think, band together. Like, really try to figure out how to win. Like, for both of us, our first time really having this position. And I think we've just been leaning on each other to grow. I talk to him a lot, just about, like, you know, letting him know things he sees towards the end of the game, how we can play for each other. Sometimes it feels like we want that other person to go be aggressive, which is cool, like, to have someone who's in your corner, like, telling you to go get it, telling you to be aggressive and stuff like that. So, you know, just having a partner in crime with him, I'm enjoying it. I'm learning a lot. We're growing together, and it's fun.
Thank you.